This is Jim Speary. It is February 29th, 2012, Camp Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with one of the New Mexico National Guard pilots. Please tell me your name.
Mario Medina.
Mr. Medina, how old are you?
29.
And what is your rank?
CW2.
How long have you been in the New Mexico National Guard?
Been in the Guard, it'll be 7 years, actually, in 3 days.
Congratulations. Did you come in wanting to be a pilot?
Yes, that was my original goal.
How did that come about? What made you decide, okay, I want to join the Guard and become a pilot?
My father was in this unit, and I grew up, you know, around the National Guard, so I was watching him as a kid go to work. He was a crew chief, so I'd come over to work with him once in a while and see the helicopters, and it's kind of what I wanted to do.
So you're carrying on a family tradition?
Kind of, I guess. It wasn't really planned, but when I joined the National Guard, I wanted to do aviation.
Where in New Mexico are you from?
I was born in Albuquerque and live in Rio Rancho.
And what high school did you go to?
Rio Rancho High School.
Congratulations. What year did you graduate?
2001.
Is your father retired or is he still in?
He just retired this past December.
After how many years?
He had 34 years in.
So I got to ask this question. Your father, being a crew chief, which is probably one of the most important jobs in aviation, helicopter aviation, how does he feel about his son being a warrant officer? And did you ever get the chance to fly father son?
I did fly him. I flew him a couple times. He was in the back as a passenger.
Did you tell him not to touch any of the buttons?
No. I trust my dad in the back as a crew chief because he did it for so long, but he was just a passenger a couple times, and he says he's real proud of me, and you know, it's kind of what he wanted to do when he was younger, but he was colorblind, so he couldn't fly as a pilot, but they let him do it as a crew chief.
Well, that must have been a really good experience to get to fly your dad around, and obviously you have a lot of respect for crew chiefs.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was good.
Is this your first deployment?
It is my first deployment.
And here on this deployment, we know that you go to several locations. How long have you been at FOB Eddy here?
I was here. I got here the first time in August, and I left in October, and then I came back in January, and I'll be here till April, so about 5 months so far, I guess.
This is the busy part of the busy place of the deployment, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Tell me a little bit about your experiences of flying intense medevac missions and how this made you feel on this deployment, and just in general, how has it changed you?
Flying in Afghanistan here, definitely the most difficult flying I've done in my short career. The nights are darker than ever back home, and dust landings are dustier than ever back home, and you know, it really it does push you to your limits of your abilities, and you really have to, you know, focus 100% all the time on what you're doing just to get the aircraft on the ground safe and make sure everybody's your whole crew is safe and your passengers that you're picking up and patients are safe. So you know, it's pretty difficult flying. Sometimes it's really stressful when there's inclement weather, or you're going into a heavy dust LZ. Flying out here definitely has made me a better pilot. I feel, in my opinion, it's made me a better pilot. And hopefully I can go home and help train up-and-coming pilots that we have back home in the state, and I like to become an IP when I go back home. So,
are you full-time guard?
I am full-time.
So when you finish here, you go back to being on continued flight status, servicing needs in New Mexico, correct?
Yes. So go back to my full-time job, flight operations back at the facility, and you know, we still do state duties, state rescues back in New Mexico quite often. So.
When you get a medevac call here, and you're aware that it would be an injured Marine, mm-hmm. You've been on those missions, correct?
Yes.
And at the end of the mission, And you've succeeded in assisting in saving a Marine's life. What do you think about? What goes through your mind at the end of the day?
You know, it's a good feeling knowing that you can save another American's life. But at the same time, it's kind of difficult knowing that, you know, the guy you're picking up, his life is changed forever. Whether, you know, he be injured to the point of not having any more legs or missing an arm or, you know, maybe he's paralyzed. You don't know. But, you know his life has changed forever. But it's a good feeling to know that you can save his life so you can go back and see his family, his kids, his wife, his parents.
When you're a younger student training up to be a pilot and assigned to Blackhawks and ended up in the dust-off community, did you anticipate doing the kind of job you're actually doing today and the previous days?
Well, you know, I joined in 2005, so the war was going on, and I knew I would be deployed when I joined. And when I did join the Guard, I knew I would be in a medevac unit. I knew we would be going out to save lives, but seeing the injuries out here and the amount and the extent of injuries that we've seen, it wasn't expected for me. To see just the amount and number of
the amount of young men that are actually injured.
Yes, the amount of that are injured and their extent of injuries, you know, to the point where they're just messed up so bad, some of them, that it wasn't expected. It wasn't what I thought it would be. And when I first got here, it was a big eye-opening experience to see the war firsthand.
Let's go back in time about 10 years ago. And back to, you're 28 now, is that correct?
29.
Oh, 29. So about 18, 19 years old when 9/11 happened. Do you remember when 9/11 happened, and do you know exactly where you were?
I was in my dorm room in Las Cruces, New Mexico State. And my mom called me at 7:30 or around that time in the morning. I was still asleep. She said they bombed the World Trade Center. I said, okay, they did that again. And she goes, you need to go watch a TV. And I didn't have a TV in my dorm room, so I got dressed and went to my neighbor's room. And they have a TV in there, and they were just both glued to the TV.
So you were in college at the time?
Yes.
And when you were in college at that time, did you have thoughts about becoming a pilot prior to 9/11? Did you think about going into the Guard?
It had always been in the back of my mind that to join the Guard. My father being in the Guard did not want me to. I kind of stayed away from it. But it wasn't until about 2 years after 9/11 that I decided I wanted to join the Guard. And then it was still about another year before I actually did.
Going back again to 10 and a half years ago when 9/11 happened, did you think then, or did a thought ever go through your mind that we're going to be at war in Afghanistan for 10 years, and 10 years later you'd be here flying medevac missions? Did you ever think that would come to pass?
Actually, no. I didn't think we'd be here for 10 years, but, it's a job that needs to get done, and it's just taking longer than what I thought it would.
If you wanted to say one thing to all the citizens of New Mexico that might be listening to this, you know, about a fellow New Mexican service here, what would you like to convey to the audience about, you know, your experience?
We're here to do a job, and, you know, we're here to support these Marines that we've been supporting for the last 9 months, 8 months. These Marines are fighting for America right now. They are doing a job that nobody wants to do. And all my respect goes out to these Marines, because they are the ones on the ground day to day doing the fighting, kicking down doors, driving down roads with IEDs. You know, it's not a job that I would want, so I admire them, the Marines. And I hope that everybody back home would have the same amount of respect for the Marines back that are over here fighting, because they have a job that's not an easy one. So,
what's the first thing you want to do when you get home?
Go to Vegas.
What are you going to do in Vegas?
Just party and have a good time and just try and forget about this place for a little while.
Do you have family?
I'm not married, but I have just my parents and my sister.
Okay. So are you going to bring them all to Vegas with you? You're just going to go with your friends, or are you going to go out there on your own?
Probably with my friends.
Can I be one of your friends now?
Let's go.
And you're a W-2 now, is that right?
Yes.
You going to stay in and make this a career?
More likely. I'll go back and finish my degree. I have not finished my degree yet, so I want to finish that and try and get a fixed wing rating and see where that takes me from there.
All right, very good. Well, Mr. Medina, it's really a joy to speak with you. It's good to be here with you. I appreciate you taking time out to chat with us about your experiences serving here with the New Mexico National Guard.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming out and documenting everything we're doing.
This is Jim Speary. It's February 29th, 2012, here at Forward Operating Base Edinburgh with CW2 Mr. Medina, who is carrying on a long-standing family tradition of participating in the New Mexico National Guard.